Good morning. I'd like to start my show off, or excuse me, my postal rap session off this morning with a big congratulations to the MHAs that were converted to regular this week. I believe it was on yesterday, or probably going to take effect Saturday. Don't know you by name, but I know you by face, and I wanted you to know, sending a big shout out as your branch president. A couple of things that we want to be mindful of. There are certain things that'll change for you now. Let's make sure you have an opportunity to sign the overtime desire list, if that be your desire. And let me say to you, if you sign a list to work, plan on making yourself available to work. This way we just get off or out the door on a good start. You're going to have a health package that comes to you in the mail that you now have to sign and send in. Just see one of the replacement stewards. They should be able to help you. But if not, on one of the 3 days that I work, I'll be there to assist you. And again, there's a few other things that I'll be in there tomorrow and the rest of the week. If you need to converse with me, please do so. But again, I just really wanted to take a moment and congratulate you on making regular. You stuck out the hard part. Now, again, still hard, but just not as hard. You get a bit more, man, it's not going to be a lot better, but a bit more regularity in your schedule. You now get an opportunity to bid on jobs and have somewhat of a say in the hours you work and the job that you do. Now, I'm sure you're probably going to get residuals that are left over right now to start with. But again, once you get in your job, get the next bid cycle, and then exercise your rights as a regular, and then look at jobs that are available. And if it's something that you want, bid for it. Just a little bit of advice. Don't believe mail handlers when bids come out and they say they're going to bid for something. And when I say don't believe them, if you see a job that you want, regardless of your seniority, which is at the bottom right now, regardless of that, if you want the job, put in for the job. Because a lot of time, mail handlers, senior mail handlers say they want jobs, but never put in for them. Also, contact your supervisor. You're now authorized a clothing allowance. Now, before we start, I did several podcasts on that. Most of them probably don't know how. But if you start to ask, I'm sure one of the MDOs will make sure that they are trained in how to go ahead and go into their ACE computers and initiate your clothing allotment. Other than that, again, I welcome you to the craft of mail handlers. And yeah, you're going to be faced with some decisions, some career-changing decisions real soon. I do implore you to get involved in your union. The same union contract that the stewards have is the same one you have. Read, an educated employee, and when I say educated, I mean, and I'm only talking specifically educated with respect to the contracts or the items that govern the quality of our work life. If we read those contracts, a couple things are going to happen. One, you'll be able to hold me as your branch president accountable. And two, you'll be able to hold your stewards accountable. Because if you don't know, then you don't know if you're getting quality service or not. So again, I motivate you, I try to encourage you to read your contract. I have an email address. It's Kenneth Hodge at mpmhu304.com. You can always send me emails with questions, and I guarantee I'll get back to you with a reference. One other thing I want you to remember also is if you are just finishing a year assignment and your conversion to regular is subsequent to that year, then you are no longer a probationary employee. Okay, so that whole 89-day period no longer applies to you, and you can no longer be removed within your first 90 days of being a regular without grievance arbitration rights. Now, unfortunately, your local president got it so screwed up that when you talk grievance, I have to remove myself from that whole conversation. But I'm still in the building trying to advise and provide guidance as much as I possibly can. So I congratulate you on becoming regulars. And that's my postal rap session this morning. Welcome you over to the craft, career craft of mail handling, United States Post Office. And it can be a very, very rewarding craft. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you throughout the day.